You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farad. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Brad Kohlberg remembering an Emmy and Golden Globe winning actor and Wisconsin native who passed away last year.
Actress Jenna Rollins was known for her dramatic, deeply emotional performances in movies like Gloria and The Notebook. Her career began in Wisconsin and spanned decades before she passed away at the age of 94. Author Dean Robbins looks back on Rollins' legacy and one of her most iconic roles.
The five leading ladies nominated for the best performance by an actress are Jenna Rollins for A Woman Under the Influence.
Before being nominated for an Academy Award in 1975, Jenna Rollins was a kid in small-town Wisconsin. She was born in Cambria in 1930, a descendant of the village's original settlers from Wales. Though it had only 600 residents, Cambria cared about culture. The village funded a lavish library and hosted a Shakespeare club. Rollins' mother often traveled to Madison to perform in plays. So it's no surprise that young Jenna dreamed of an acting career herself. She saw several movies a week and idolized tough gal Betty Davis, as she told Academy Originals.
In those days, women were expected to be sweet and obedient and just what I wasn't interested in. And Betty was always playing, you know, something that had a lot of bite to it.
At 11, Rollins met movie star Fred McMurray in nearby Beaver Dam, his hometown. If McMurray could make the leap from southern Wisconsin to major motion pictures like Double Indemnity, why couldn't she?
I killed Dietrichson. Me, Walter Neff, insurance salesman, 35 years old, unmarried, no visible scars.
Rollins began her acting career at age 14, winning a theater scholarship. After entering the University of Wisconsin in 1947, she was selected as a Badger Beauty and featured in the student yearbook. In 1950, a UW advisor suggested she leave Madison for the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City, and her timing couldn't have been better.
This is the United States Steel Hour.
It was a golden age for live television, theater, and film, and Rollins had the skills. She found work on Broadway, on TV anthology series like the United States Steel Hour, and in Hollywood movies. Even in conventional roles, like 1958's The High Cost of Loving, she conveyed real intensity.
You're better than all of them wrapped up into one. So even if they think you're nothing, I think you're something. They're the ones who are nothing. They're nothing. They're just plain nothing.
Rollins' 1954 marriage to the actor, writer, and director John Cassavetes began a three-decade collaboration, one that would transform American film. In his influential indie movies, Cassavetes gave actors the chance to explore dark, dangerous corners of the human psyche. Shadows, Faces, and other classics were shot in the couple's home with their friends and family as cast members.
In John Cassavetes' Shadows, the quality of heart is so apparent that audiences come away feeling that they have participated actively in the life it presents.
Jenna Rollins' greatest performance in a Cassavetes film came in 1974's A Woman Under the Influence. She plays Mabel, who has manic depression and struggles to live up to the constricting roles of wife and mother.
Tell me what you want me to be, how you want me to be.
I can be that. I can be anything. You tell me, Nikki.
Rollins creates one of the most daringly eccentric movie characters of the 1970s. Her expressions speak volumes about her troubled marriage, with teeth bared and nostrils flaring. The actress keeps you on the edge of your seat, wondering what she'll do next.
You're going with them now, and they're on the outside, and we're supposed to be on the inside. We were always there.
Shut up!
Rollins earned her Academy Award nomination for A Woman Under the Influence. On Oscar night in April 1975, she received a delivery of roses from her biggest fans, the folks back home in Cambria.
Well, I love movies because I love the variety of how many lives you could lead.
Author Dean Robbins of Madison brought us that story about actor and Cambria native Jenna Rollins. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Brad Colbert.